A Vulpine Gentleman with Business of His Own. Written by Bun and read by Chestnut Pod as a gift for Aneria. Fallen leaves. The trail of a field mouse trailing over roots and into dewy grass. A fascinating musk. Movement among the leaves. Leap and grab. The swift snap and crunch. Satisfaction. Ripe blackberries, rich and sweet. An earthworm. Trail of a dog, oh, no, no. But it was old, a day or more. Beech leaves over wet soil, the earthy scent of decay. Wood smoke from a small fire and something more, the faint whiff of the plants that hobbits set fire to in the strange pipes they held in their mouths. Behind that, hobbits sweat. Curly hair and bare feet. Danger? No, they were not moving, only lying still and breathing slow. There would be no thrown stones this time. He picked up a few crumbs and paused, his nose hovering above a curly head, but not quite touching it. Hobbits, he thought. Well, what's next? I have heard of strange doings in this land, but I have seldom heard of a hobbit sleeping out of doors under a tree. Three of them. There's something mighty queer behind this. He could not linger to find out any more about it, though. He had business of his own to attend to. He turned south, stalking soft-footed through the trees, moving fox-wise, which is to say, rarely in a straight line, warily, both hunter and hunted. The velvet sky above him was filled with the light of stars, against which the woven branches stood out dark, a defense and shelter against that clear and merciless brilliance. The trees began to change, from oak and beech to willow, and the ground under his paws was damper now. He stopped to drink from a brook, balancing carefully on a root as he leaned down to lap at the clear water, then marked the spot before continuing on his way. At last, as the dawn was beginning to pale in the east, he came trotting down to the riverbank and found her there, waiting. Her hair was long and green, and she smelled of river mud and water lilies, her eyes golden and slit like his own. In her lean hand, she held, with long nails, a fish. She looked up at the faint movement of the fox coming into sight, and met his bright eyes. "Tell me," she said, hungrily, longingly. "Tell me the life of the land." He padded in a circle, watching her sideways out of cautious eyes, until he found the place that felt right to sit, and began to tell her all that he had smelled and heard and seen. Dwarves on the road, hens pecking in the farmyard, elves singing in the trees, dogs barking, the wasp in the apple orchard that had stung his nose, blackberries ripening, the taste of rat, strange voices on the air, and black hooves galloping. Hobbits, asleep under a tree, where no hobbits had ever been before. He told his tale until the sun was well risen, and he had no more left to say, till he was blinking with weariness. At last she gave him the fish, and a place to sleep under a fallen willow trunk where the leaves lay thick, and he curled up with the white tip of his tail over his nose and slept with the contentment of one who has carried out his task and done it well. The river woman watched beside him throughout the day, shimmering in the sunlight as the glittering green damselflies flitted around her. When the blue dusk fell around them like a cloak, the fox pulled himself to his feet and trotted briskly away without a backward look. The river woman watched him go, and then, with barely a ripple, she slipped under the water and began to make her way upstream through the dark water, on her way to bring news to her daughter. This has been A Vulpine Gentleman with Business of His Own. Written by Bun and read by Chestnut Pod. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, please visit archiveofourown.org/works/2718-3693. 19. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the Pod Vicar, and please do, they're much appreciated, you can find me as chestnut_pod at the archive of our own. Thank you for listening.